the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take command.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're live from the studios on the 6th day of March, 2006, and will be for the next 2 hours, as we are every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m. And let me catch my breath, and that is Central Time, of course, on today's program. I think you're going to enjoy this, folks. A little change of pace. Y'all heard of Poker Face out there. You know, this is a band that I met about 10 years ago in Pennsylvania. And who we're going to have on is the leader of this band, Mr. Paul Topeta. If you want to get technical, it's Topeta, but most people know him as Topetti. But at any rate, we'll bring him up. One of these bands, folks, that how do you get through to the younger children? I don't see any rap artists out there doing it. Yes, and I've heard the criticisms against rock and roll. It's from the devil and this, that, and the other, and most of it has been. See, there's not been people that have been promoted. I'll give you a classic example. Steve Voss. Dynamite. Dynamite guy. Did a lot of good music. Great singer-songwriter. Major contract with RCA Records once they found out the rest of his music and what he was really talking about. Well, of course, they did the corporate thing, shut him down and said, your contract is null and void. And by the way, son, that music that you made, that belongs to us. Well, that didn't stop him. He still produced the music and made it available to the public. But the corporate contract, never the twain shall meet. Why? Well, because you're just out there talking about stuff that might wake people up. So we're going to be talking with Paul Topeta in just a few moments. But first, coming up after the break, I've got Officer Jack McLam. You know, the guy that's been, well, just playing around with this thing for 25 years, a quarter of a century, police and military against the New World Order. And they're going after his helpmate for 15 years, and we'll get the skinny on that. He is going to ask for your help out there to be court watchers tomorrow. So we'll bring up Jack here right after this break to get an update on what's going on out there. And we'll do all of that right after a little bit of this. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Poker Face coming up, but an important message. Officer Jack McLam here right after the break. Stay tuned. Back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have Officer Jack McLam on the program here. Good afternoon, Jack.
Hello, brother. How you doing? Good to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad that you're still out there doing what you've been doing, and you've only been doing it, like I said, for about a quarter of a century.
That's all.
But
that's right.
Something has hit something has hit rather close to home with you, involving a person you've known for about 15 years, and I've met this fine lady. Carol, and bad things, Jack. What's going on with this?
Well, it's a case of national interest to every one of the listeners out there that is a prospective juror. It is an attack, brother, on the jury powers and duties of each and every juror that would serve. And what it is that Carol Asher, a 67-year-old retired school teacher and former Catholic nun, one of the most honest people you'd ever meet in your life, is accused of perjury because she went and did her civic duty to serve on a jury down in Grangeville, Idaho, which is our county seat, and the judge gave her the standard oath, all the jurors, not her particularly, that she had to judge the law as he would see it, and that they didn't have any religious or political reason for being unbiased and deciding a fair outcome of the trial. Well, she helped get this judge elected, Judge John Bradbury, And she liked him a lot, and she just knew she had no trouble with the oath, because it would, if John Bradbury was there, it was going to be a righteous trial. Well, she got into the trial. She was selected, got into the trial, and immediately had some problems with what they were doing to a young Indian boy who had been arrested out of a company vehicle. And they had searched, done an unconstitutional search, by the way, even though the Supreme Court has upheld inventory searches of police officers of vehicles after you're arrested out of them, they're still unconstitutional according to the Constitution. Just like DWI roadblocks are unconstitutional, but the Supreme Court upholds them, John. And so Carol, having worked in a constitutional police and military association for 15 years, knows of which we speak. And so she went in and realized that they had no evidence against this young Indian boy, knowing that a little bit of crack cocaine or crystal meth, it was in the vehicle in a package, a very small little package, a glass case or an eyeglass case, something like that. And they snatched the keys out of his hands. He had locked the vehicle, and they went over and did a search and found this little thing. And of course, at the Indian community, a lot of people use that vehicle, and they had no evidence to give the jury that he even knew it was there, but they wanted to send him away for a year to 5 years. And so she went into deliberation pretty adamant about not voting guilty. And so when her time came to speak, she spoke out and really got the jury foreman and another juror or two mad at her because she couldn't convict. And she brought up the illegal search, the unconstitutional search, inventory search of the police, and the jury foreman screamed at her, "You can't even consider that because the judge said that was lawful." And so Carol made the deadly mistake of saying, "I answer to a higher authority than the judge."
Uh-oh.
And it went downhill from there.
I bet
so
it did.
This little former Catholic nun and school teacher began to teach the jury a few things about the duties and powers of the jurors because they kept attacking her. And so when it was all over, the boy was found not guilty because there wasn't any evidence. Four of them, Carol being one, voted to acquit. So they had a hung jury, and he went free. And so that was July, and here just 2 months ago, all of a sudden she has a felony charge put on her by the state attorney general, the governor, and the state attorney general, because the weenie county judge Bradbury ran up there and says, "Here, you take this case. I don't want anything to do with it." And they turned it over to the state, and they filed felony perjury charges on her. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock, it's going to be a very interesting beginning of the case against her in the Grangeville County Court. And we just love to have a lot of people there, John, because if she goes down for this, it's going to be horrific for the jury system across America. Her attorney has said that they'll have to start giving court-appointed attorneys to all jurors, prospective jurors, and reading them their rights before they even could go into jury deliberations, because certainly anything they say in a jury room could be held against them in a court of law.
Well, Jack, I happen to know a little bit about the the fully informed jury, and there's been many men that have sat on the Supreme Court right from the start that talked about. I mean, John Jay. He was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. We're going back a couple of years, 1789.
Yeah,
He says the jury has the right to judge both the law as well as the fact in controversy.
That's absolutely right. And we have John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. John Adams, when he was an attorney before he became president, was arguing, chastising Parliament for depriving Americans of their right to a trial by jury, and he said to them, he said, "It is not only his right, the juror's right, but his duty to find the verdict according to his own best understanding, judgment, and conscience, though in opposition, direct opposition, to the judge or the court." That can be found in the Yale Law Journal today, 1964, page 173. And over again, as you know, John, the American people do not understand, just like her fellow jurors didn't understand, that the judge, when they give that oath, they're basically lying to the jury, telling them what the Supreme Court decided under pressure from large corporations, decided in 1895 that they would send a letter to all the judges and tell them not to tell the jury of their powers any longer and their right to veto unjust laws. And so since 1985, these turkeys in black dresses have wanted the power over the juries and jury decisions, and so they've kept the powers and duties away from jurors. That doesn't mean they don't have it. They just haven't told them of their powers and duties. And Carol happened to be a case of somebody that went in and knew her powers and duties and exercised them to save this little Indian boy. And now she may spend 14 years in jail.
Now, did they prefer charges against this Indian kid again?
Well, they did. They went up and snatched him up again for something. We haven't found out yet what it is, but they were pretty angry. And I guess he's a troubled youth. I mean, he's not pure as the driven snow. He's been in trouble before. But the point is, as you know, John, when you're sitting in on a case, number one, they don't tell you of the person's background you're sitting in a jury on, which wouldn't have anything to do with your trial anyway because you have to go by the evidence.
That's right.
And the fact is they had no evidence against him in this particular case.
Well, she did the right thing. And, you know, it's nice to have friends in high places. And I'm sure that she, when she made that statement, I'm answering to a higher power than the guy sitting out there on the bench.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you that set them afire. Well, what's the number that they need to contact to find out? Because we know they play games with court dockets sometimes.
Yeah.
What number do people have to call, and then we're encouraging them to go out there and be a court watcher?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I called down there, and I've been going over some notes here, and I buried it. Here it is. Here it is right here. I just unburied it. Yes. If people, before they came to the court tomorrow, because they've got this little nasty trick that they play on the American citizens when they come down to a court and they know they're coming in numbers, they will reset the date of the trial without the citizens knowing about it. And they get down there and there's nothing going on to discourage the citizens.
Okay.
So
what's
they need to call the county courthouse at 208, area code 983-2776, and just ask the person that answers the phone if the Carol Asher, A-S-H-E-R, case is still going for 1 o'clock on tomorrow.
Okay, now that's 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time?
1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time,
which would be 11 o'clock Central, and folks, figure this out. Figure time zones out. And what's the address to the court?
Okay, my goodness, I don't have the address right here, John. But I know this, the area is pretty small, so they could, if they wanted to write to the court, but we prefer them to write to the governor. I can give you the governor's phone number and email, and we'd prefer them write to the governor than the courthouse. But once again, please, folks, all of us can be in prayer, but anybody that can attend would be important. But here's the governor's office number, where you can call up and tell the governor how pleased you are that your jury rights are being usurped by men in powerful positions. His phone number is 208, area code, 334-2100 is the governor's number. 208-334-2100. And we have his email, too, if somebody'd like to email him. But
okay, what's his email?
His email is, his name is Dirk. Some of us, not me, of course, call him Dirt, okay, Kempthorne, because he's a globalist and not a good American in the eyes of those that love God and love the Republic. But his email is D as in dog, K-E-M-P-T, H-O-R-N-E, D Kempthorne at gov, period, Idaho, period, gov, G-O-V.
All right. And what we'll do is we'll contact your office and we'll put up the pertinent information on the RBN site. Jack McLam.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And tell Carol I don't think she has anything to worry about with powers on high looking out after this one.
Amen, brother.
All right,
Jack. Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
God bless
you.
You too, sir.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We stand on the side of the farm, one of the hottest studios in eastern Pennsylvania.
It's our favorite place to be. This is where the good music is made.
Define poker face, huh? Webster's Dictionary probably have it as the government's worst enemy. We're out there for a couple of different reasons. We're out there just to have a good time. One, you know, we like to be out there. We like to rock and roll. We like to be on the stage. But we're also out there to educate. You know, we're out there to educate about what's really going on.
I can see your eyes.
Today's kids, instead of being brought up with good traditions, they're being like brainwashed into accepting every crap thing that the liberals want to like shove down our throats. I mean, how many times have you picked up the newspaper and read the same AP byline? It's like I could go to Boston, I could go to Washington, I could go to Florida, and I'm still reading the same newspaper article. If we have so much freedom on the press, how come there aren't freedoms of different opinions?
We're coming for you. We're taking it back,
gamers. What we have now is we have this beast called Washington, D.C., 1,000 miles away, controlling for the rest of us, not knowing how the people in Montana live any differently than the people of Pennsylvania might live, but treating us all the same. And you know what? I'm tired of being treated the same. You can look at anything that's on this disc. You can either laugh at it or take it seriously, but do yourself the favor and investigate it for yourself. But if you continue just like living yourself in a dumbed down state of existence like most of us do, turn on your cheers and just like pollute yourself away, then you're going to be part of the problem, and we'd rather have you on part of the solution. So join us.
Ladies and gentlemen, with us today, the man, Paul Topeta, and I do believe, Paul, that's the correct way to pronounce your name, is not?
Topeti.
Topeti.
Yes.
Well, Danny told me, he said the real way to pronounce it would be Topeta.
Well, if you're Mexico, it'd be Topete.
Okay. So. All right. Well, we'll have to correct Danny.
Okay, brother. Everybody's bastardized it my whole life, so no problem.
Well, it took him a long time. I had to get on radio before anybody could say my last name. So, so, hey, you and I had met quite a few years ago.
Yep, in Allentown.
And in Allentown, Pennsylvania. That's correct. And you guys had just formed that band. You'd been together for a little while. And I got to tell you something. I saw the video. I think Danny, my webmaster, might have this on the webpage now. But I'll tell you what, man, you guys are some good musicians.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, it's, and the message, you know, I've heard for a number of years that rock and roll is Satan's seed into the minds of men. Well, watching how the record promoters would go after everything that is what I would consider to be unconscionable or 20, 30 years ago, I mean, even during the communist revolution through the music industry back in the 60s, you know, when property was a bad thing, you know, that was immoral, illegal, or whatever the case may be. But it's coming to a point, Paul, that we're using every venue, and you guys have a perfect venue to get through to the young people right now because they have been dumbed down.
Dumbed down and drugged up, yep.
And it's incredible. I mean, we're like pushing this boulder up the hill. So you guys coming out and doing the kind of music that you're doing right now, I for you folks out there that still hold the opinion that rock and roll is a bad thing, let me ask you something. How do you get through to the young people? I don't think Tupac Shakur, which I talked at length one day on the air about this, I called him Six-Pack Liqueur. you know, he never did anything that was uplifting, that was ethical, that had anything to do with anything. And this is what the record companies are now promoting. I can't find one kid in this country anymore that doesn't listen to rap. You know, but rock and roll's been around for a long time.
Well, the Mind Shapers have, you know, used the rap culture to continue to propagate the Kabbalah Wood kind of mentality. I want to get back to you, like you saying rock and roll is like the devil's music, and everything that I've known in life is anything can be used good or bad. The internet is a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it's a bad thing. So why not use the tools that God has given us, like you said, to reach the youth, to talk in the language that they will easily understand and readily accept. If I try to play a classical, you know, piano song with some lyrics to it, they're not going to get into it. They'll turn the radio off.
Which is actually your background, right, in classical music?
Yes, I was a classical pianist for like 11 years.
Well, and, folks, we'll be playing parts of Poker Face's music from their CDs, Sex, Lies, and Politics, Made in America. Your CD, Next, Prayer for America. I mean, we're going to go through all of this, and you're going to spend the entire program with us. So I'm encouraging people to give us a buzz here. As you're listening to this, think of ways that we can get the message out. These guys are doing it. And quite frankly, it's real toe-tapper stuff. I am the child of the 60s, and I can remember the 60s, okay? So we'll be back with Paul Tepeda right after this. 800-313-9443. We'll continue this right after the break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Face has been dubbed the leading truth freedom band in the union through the use of various multimedia sources. This four-piece band has made it their mission to expose the lies and scandals coming out of the union's capital, as I like to refer to them, as the Congress Critter Haven up there. with a sound that's unmistakably their own. Poker Face mixes a variety of styles and orchestrations to take you on a true musical journey. The information contained within the Sex, Lies, and Politics album is an in-depth look at the conspiracies and the cover-ups committed by the government that serves the agenda of the money-hungry elitist, I'll get that out, the control basically want to take control of the world. They've been on the domination of the human race. The journey of exposure continues with the driving tunes on the latest album, Made in America. And, Paul, you... this came to our attention a couple of weeks ago. I actually did this story on the air with Rutgers. Rutgers University got wind that somebody wasn't happy with Poker Face's message, and they sought to ban you.
I'll give a little history before that. I think at the beginning of the year, one of our fans that listens to Hal Turner's network bugged Hal enough times to finally play our music because he thought that the message getting out from Poker Face would make more sense than, you know, some of the stuff that he does play on his show. So he liked the music and he played it. And then people on this board started talking about the music, which you can go do a search for Poker Face and you can see exactly what I said. And even to, like, white supremacists or pro-white or power-white kind of groups, we always push what we call the 80% solution, and that's bringing everybody together instead of using the differences to make us hate each other and divide each other. So what happened is there's this one Marxist outfit in New Jersey. I'll just go by the name of OPP. You can do search for them. And I really don't even need to talk much more about them. But they decided to put us in our sights, or put us in their sights. And they started, looking around our site. They saw on the ABL website information about Poker Face having played for Mark Kirky fundraiser event and a couple other things with the Patriots and the militias. And then they went to our forum board and didn't like some of the posts that we had put up on there. So the head cat there decided he was going to do a slanderous piece on us. They're calling us all the boogeyman names. You know, we're racist and we're anti-Semites. And, you know, why not throw in, like, child molesters and pedophiles on top of them? It's like every bad name that you can think of, you know. That's how the machine tries to dirty up anybody's name. Instead of, like, actually looking into it for themselves, which actually some of the people did look into it for themselves that were, you know, on his side of the life, and they didn't get what he was railing about. But in the college universities, it seems like they're a little bit sensitive about certain issues. And one of the things that really has got the band's attention right now, besides the one that Jack McLam was talking about, who we also got to meet down in Washington, D.C. at a rights rally in 96, a great man, is a fully informed jury and the amendment to try to get it passed. That's one of our hot buttons, but so is freedom of speech and freedom to think different thoughts. And what has happened with one historical event, the Holocaust, you cannot go deviate one iota from the orthodoxy that is being shoved down our throats. If you question it or you have a difference of opinion, they'll put you in jail. In fact, in Germany, there's thousands of Germans in jail because they have questions about it or have had the gumption to say, well, maybe it didn't happen that way, or maybe this happened. But last week, David Irving got in prison for 3 years for basically having a difference of opinion. And his speech was different than what the political masters of that country wanted out. And as an American, freedom of speech and freedom to think differently is the paramount, you know, First Amendment, followed shortly thereafter by our other favorite amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, which we have always been strong with. And we did the rally for the Second Amendment Sisters in Washington, D.C., when we basically was a counter-demonstration to Rosie O'Donnell's, you know, commie gun love fest. And so right now it's like, if you put people in prison for their thoughts and their speech, no matter how ugly people try to make it out, like, you can't question that, you can't bring it up, we're going to bring it up. We're going to bring it up with anger because people are in jail. You have rapists and murderers getting out of jail on technicalities, and you're a man in jail because of their thoughts. Something's wrong in this world. And well, coming to America, yeah, with people like A. Foxman from the ADL, who last week put out a piece that he said, the Bible is hate speech. It's like, dude, have you ever looked at your own Talmud and Kabbalah? Maybe you need to start there before you, like, start opening up your mouth.
Well, and on that note, Paul, I years ago was involved with a couple of friends of mine that happened to be Jewish, and they said, well, look, you know, we hear some of the stuff that you talk about, you know, essentially you're correct, but coming from a little
white
Christian
man.
White guy, they're going to crucify you. And I said, well, look, I said, if that's the case and you know what I'm telling you is true, then why don't you find folks clean your own house? And this led to many different things. One of the people groups that I support is Nutricarte. They're based out of New York. Every year,
I met the head rabbi down at in the American Free Press or Barnes Review conference down in Washington D.C. Great guy.
Where we're talking about Rabbi Yisrael David White or White,
yeah.
Weiss rather.
White.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I had this guy on the air. And I'd had people that had been following me for a number of years that called me up and said, thank you for doing that. Because what they're exposing up there are the very same people, the same ilk that have been around for centuries here, the very same people that put Jesus Christ on the cross. These are the people out there parading around to be good Jews. And again, I'll express what I always do on this program. We're talking about the Talmudist or the Kabbalist out there that are hiding under the umbrella. Anytime that you say anything, they come after you. You're being an anti-Semitic type of person. No, I'm not, any more than it makes me anti-Catholic to go after a predatory priest in a Catholic diocese.
Exactly. Okay? To talk the truth, regardless of the color behind the person saying the truth, should not be having to shut up just because somebody says, oh, you're racist. It's like, dude, usually the ones who cry tolerance the most are the most intolerant people I've ever met in my life.
That is a fact. And one of the, I just talked to a station owner today, picked up the Derry Brownfield show. And he and I got to talking, and he said, you know what? He says, down here, he says, I'm working with a lot of black pastors. They're catching on to the duplicitous game. And he said,
of their own leadership sellout, of the Sharptons, of the Jesse Jacksons.
Yeah, as I call them, Al Charlatan.
Nice.
You know, I mean,
I have kind worse words than that, but we'll go with that one.
Yeah, and it's incredible, and people are starting to wake up. It's finally making sense to them, Paul, how things could be so convoluted. When we all say that we want harmony and we want to get along, we want to understand each other, we have people in there throwing race cards around, making charges of being anti-Semitic. That is not the case. Some friends of mine are Jewish. You got a guy that's a friend of yours, Barry Weinstein. He's out of New York, and he supports you people. He says,
he went to the interview with me, and he was the one that said, dude, I didn't have to ask him, like, Barry, would you come with me? No, as soon as he heard that there was trouble on the horizon, he's like, I'm going with you. I was like, thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Just cut them off at the knees.
Yeah, and he said, and I'm quoting out of...
If you look up the word anti-Semite, it says one who hates Jews. So maybe it still has some truth to it when it says the new terminology for anti-Semite is one who some Jews hate. Okay? Because that's exactly what is happening. Is we're being attacked because out of all the issues that are on our forum boards, out of all the issues that we talk about, our main focus is a corrupt criminal government that is trying to deny my rights and your rights. That's our main focus. Then we go after the groups that support that criminality. Groups like the ADL who come out and say, oh, the Bible's hate speech. You know, dude, thank God that you weren't the founder of this country and you would have been a block to try to get the First Amendment passed. And people are going to jail because of the Bible. There's a pastor that just got arrested last week in Australia. A couple weeks before that, there was one in Canada that got arrested. A few months before that, there was one in Sweden arrested. And now people like Ted Kennedy, at the behest of some of the Zionist Jewish groups, want to try to get those same hate crimes here. It's like, not in my lifetime, okay? And this stuff stops now in this generation.
Yeah, it does. And I got to tell you something, Paul. What's going on in Europe? You'll hear the mainstream media in this country kind of powder this thing up and roll it over in their own spin. And they're saying that hate crimes against Jews in Europe is on the rise. No, what's actually happening is the people in Europe are finding out the difference and who's pulling whose strings, and these are the people they're speaking up against. Now, hey, they had this hate crime law. It was passed in 1971 in Canada. Ernst Zundel went to jail. This all originated here in Canada, and the exact same thing that they're trying to do here in America. Now, I'm a little confused. Somebody out there straighten me out if I'm wrong about this. Let me see. 3 or 4% of the Jews in this country, half of those are billionaires. We still only have a population less than 10%. I don't see anybody walking up to me and telling me that, you know, we've got to go burn down the synagogues and do this, that, and the other, and we've got to put swastikas all over everything.
Yeah, this, I don't hear that either.
You know, and this is fantastic, because what is going on out there is people are waking up as to who is zooming whom, and then that's exactly what's going on.
And as to my Jewish friends, okay, one's David Grossack, he has a book coming out called Holy Whores and Holy Bastards, and it talks all about the Sabbatian Jews. Sabbatian is just another word for satanic Jew. Another friend, Barry Hamish, an Israeli, he has a book that he put out on the Sabbatians, okay? And there's at least 3 dozen Jews against Zionist websites out there. It's like www.doublestandards.com, and then it's like /JAZ1. And you'd be amazed, like, the one group that you mentioned earlier is on that list, as well as Jews versus Zionism or Jews against Zionism.
Right.
So we're not the only ones, but if anybody... But another Jewish person speaks about it, right away you're labeled with the anti-Semites. Like, come on. What it does is you cry wolf one too many times when a real act of anti-Semitism is, people are going to be going yawning and like, yeah, okay, Peter.
Well, these people are not here, and the New Jakarta people I really appreciate. And I'll tell you how bad this is, Paul. Every year, 10,000 or better turn out in their traditional garb.
Yep.
And they've got the yarmulkes and the pigtails and the whole nine yards, and it makes a fantastic picture. And they all have their placards and their signs printed very nicely. They do this year after year, and not one news publication, not one mainstream
ever
puts this up.
Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, at the Rights Rally where I met Officer Jack McClam after knowing about it for several years, another friend of ours, J.J. Johnson, who groups like the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center tried to name him a white supremacist when the brother's a black American.
and he's married to a Jewish lady. He's still there. We dropped here. We'll get him back real fast here. Is that our phones dropping? Yeah, we apologize for this, folks. We're switching lines over in North Carolina. And for some reason, they haven't quite worked the bugs out yet. So bear with us here. Okay, we got him back. All right. Here he comes. And he's back.
Hello.
Yeah, well, I was just explaining to the audience that we're having our phone services switched around. And so that was a timely drop by the phone system there.
Yeah, right. It's always when you speak of those that you shouldn't speak of, the power mongers. Hey, what I was getting to, at the Rights Rally, J.J. Johnson had his table of books and tapes and everything out, right? So one of the cameramen from one of the mainstream organizations comes by with his camera, shoots the white guy with his material, next table, shoots the white girl with her material, comes to J.J.'s table, puts the camera up in the air, walks past it, goes to the next table, white guy, more material, because it wasn't going to fit in with the story of all of the people there were, you know, we are anti-government. They forget two little words, anti-criminality in government.
Right.
Okay? We just want the government to follow the Constitution that they swore an oath to uphold.
Well, and Paul, I don't know if you knew this or not, but J.J. Johnson, his first speaking engagement, we put him on stage in a city up in Michigan that was predominantly white, real rural, a lot of them were farmers. It was the most uncomfortable 5 minutes you'd ever want to see. And then finally he stopped and he looked at the crowd and he says, "Don't hold it against me because I'm black." Well, ever since that time, there's the story of J.J. Johnson. And they didn't know what to do about it because here was a black guy standing up there. And oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was amazing. And J.J., he's still out in Pahrump, Nevada, I think.
No, he's in New York now.
He's in New York.
Yeah, we just saw him last week at the Pennsylvania Minutemen.
Okay.
I hadn't come down, and he did a live broadcast from there, which was really funny because back in April when Chris Simcox went to Washington, D.C. to lobby the senators, another friend, John Clark, who's big in the anti-immigration movement, myself and J.J. went together as, like, a colored team, me being a half Hispanic as the government looks at me, J.J. being a black American, and, you know, the two white guys. And it's like... You couldn't call us racist because here you have different nationalities, you know, supporting the efforts of, like, look, government, if you're not going to do your job, then we the people are going to do it for you.
You pulled the teeth out of the people out there, the social engineers that are trying to make this thing go. And it's just hilarious to sit back and watch their reactions to this.
The band is laughing at this whole Rucker thing because they picked on the wrong minority to call white supremacists. Look, we have gone into so many different group settings, not of groups that we don't necessarily agree with half of what they say, but we're not there for the leadership of any one group. We're there to reach the people that are there scared for whatever reason that they're there, plowing their time and money and energy towards. We're there to reach them with, like, look, instead of us killing ourselves over the 20% of differences, let's come together on the 80% against the same matrix beast that has taken every one of our God-given rights away. And then after we vanquish that beast and have a real constitutional republic again, let's see if that 20% really bothers us to really want to kill each other. Okay? I think at that time, I think we'll be having much better standard of living, much better life, more friends, more love, everything, compassion between us, that there's 20%. Isn't even going to matter anymore.
Well, and I don't even think it's 20% anymore, because the left now is listening to what we're saying and they're in agreement with us, and they're starting to find out how their strings have been pulled. So it's an awakening that's going across the political spectrum.
Right.
As I told many folks, you know, we can always iron out our differences later, but in the meantime, they're pulling the constitutional rug right out from under us. We got to take the break here. Paul in New York, Ed in Pennsylvania, other callers. We'll get you online here with Paul Tapetti from, Poker Face.
PokerFace.com.
I just love it. Okay, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443. It's a little different show today, folks, as you may have noticed, and we'll continue with this right after the break. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
I watch the television. I'll We're back. Paul, we're having technical problems here. We just lost our bank of phone callers, so you folks out there that got dropped, call again, 800-313-9443. We'll get you back on the air, and hopefully we can get to straighten around in the next few minutes. Paul,
I've seen weird stuff happen on C-SPAN when they have, like, a really good speaker going off on the truth, and then all of a sudden, like, you don't hear the feed anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And they've slipped up from time to time, and I'm sure there's stuff that got on there that the powers that be didn't exactly...
did not want it to be, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, what are people afraid of? You know, what we're exposing here is the mechanizations, their systematic elimination of America. Because, see, America has to go down the tubes, Paul, because we are the ones that stood for justice, freedom, liberty. That's the way the country started out, but it's been hijacked. We've got these clowns now ready to roll us into Iran. I was listening to Fox News, which I very rarely do, but I had them on the sound system, and I turned the TV off, and I was just listening to the sound. I wasn't distracted by the pictures, and already we've got the run-up for the Iran war. What did they do to us? Well, absolutely nothing, but, you know, they want a couple of nuclear weapons over there for self-defense. Now, it'd be nice if we had a nuclear-free world, but it'd be really nicer if people get along with each other. You know, why can't we all just get along? But we have the same cabal in there mixing things up, constantly pitting one nation against another, one people's against another. And then, of course, the same people are making the money after, you know, after the squabbles start. Doesn't matter. The bankers will back either side. They don't care. Buy your war materials. Buy whatever you want. You have to do it on credit because you're using a funny money system to begin with. But let's get this thing off and rolling, and let's have our chaos. Well, I don't know if we're moving fast enough here, Paul. That's the concern.
Like
I
everything
have.
Else, it's always in God's hands. Okay, all we can do is wake up every morning and do what we're here to do. Okay, and you're doing it, sir.
Well, we're trying.
The thing about Iran, they're doing the same exact thing as they did with Iraq, except this time they needed to get Europe on their side so that they have, you know, humanity's, you know, support behind this. So what did they do? They used Zionist editors in countries like, what was it, Denmark and Canada. Both of them were Zionists, okay? So they say, look, we believe in free speech, okay? So they blaspheme somebody else's icon, okay? And then, you know, I wish that the Arabs would just, like, you know, just turn their backs on them and laugh, okay? That would have really, really PO'd them off, you know?
Well,
and, but instead, it got the Arab nations all wrapped up and worked up, and, you know, let's hate Western Europe. Okay, so now Western Europe is like, oh, you guys don't like freedom of the press. I'm like, you guys don't believe in the freedom of the press either. I get to see you guys even question one iota about the Holocaust. Okay, so there is no freedom of press in your countries, but don't try to feign that you have it.
Well, and it's interesting, we can go back even through major publications here in this country and we can see the numbers. Look, nobody is saying that Adolf Hitler was a great guy. Nobody was saying...
Never heard that out of my mouth, ever.
Yeah, and nobody has ever said that Hitler didn't kill off a bunch of people. But, you know, we still managed to wrap our arms around Uncle Joe Stalin.
Who killed more than anybody.
Well, I think he killed... What's the numbers up to now? They've been revised.
60 million?
Yeah, 60 million or so. But, see, he was good buds and pals with us during World War II because we were fighting, oh, that's right, the fascists in Germany. You know, folks, take your pick. Oh, by the way, it was our own secret government organizations that brought a lot of the scientists, a lot of the people from Germany, and I think they infected this country. Hence, we have the neocons here. At any rate,
neocons and the Republic of Fascists, right?
There you go. Tell you what, we got to take the break here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here with... PokerFace.com. Go to the website. Check it out. We'll be back with Paul Tepetti right after this break. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.